one of the most important figures in shaping the sounds of the 1980s and 90s, has died. Steve Albini helped create albums by Nirvana, PJ Harvey, The Pixies, and many others. She has me like a Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. A respected musician in his own right, Albini died earlier this week at the age of 61 of a heart attack. NPR's Neda Ulaby has our remembrance.
Steve Albini founded the band Big Black in 1981. He was an undergrad at Northwestern University. Soon, seeing a show by Big Black became something of a defining experience for young musicians entranced by the power of hardcore experimental rock.
It's kind of physically painful in a really wonderful way.
That's Annie Clark of the band St. Vincent on NPR in 2011, remembering when she saw Big Black in the late 1990s.
It's just like lacerating guitar and this noise and this thing that kind of expresses all of your suburban angst and rage.
Steve Albini was one of the most important figures in the subcultural international punk scene since the early 80s.
Music critic Lior Galil works at the Chicago Reader, a few miles from Steve Albini's recording studio. Albini founded Electrical Audio in the mid-1990s.
His work as an engineer is what he's best known for. He hated the word produced, but he recorded Nirvana's In Utero album. That was their big punk album after they broke through nationally.
True to his punk rock ethos, Albini was known for rejecting royalties on principle for albums he'd recorded.
That money was made for the musicians who recorded it. He saw himself as kind of another tool in the studio for bands to take advantage of to capture their best sound.
A sound raw and real.
It was about capturing the noise in the room.
Steve Albini, by his own estimate, recorded more than 1,000 albums, including PJ Harvey's Rid of Me. He talked to NPR in 2011 about the lessons he wanted to pass along.
You don't get anywhere by mimicking the people who did it poorly in the mainstream. You accomplish things by working within your means and by keeping as much control of your own existence as possible.
Albini's austerity meant no publicists, no hairstylists, and no managers.
Those people are unnecessary. They're frivolous. They're an insult to the efficiency of the underground.
That's Steve Albini being restrained. For a long time, he was known for epically tearing into his foes in the music industry. His insults were sometimes racist and sexist. But over the years, Albini apologized for things he'd said. The Chicago Reader's Lior Galil says he mellowed into something close to a mensch.
He has done a tremendous amount of work with people who have no name. Everyone from the Foo Fighters to my friend's bands recorded over the weekend.
Steve Albini, he said, worked with anyone who shared his ferocious commitment to discipline, independence, and old-fashioned integrity. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.